Today, as you know, we will be having our monthly Holy Communion.
今天我们将会来一起庆祝我们每月一次的圣餐。
It's a good reminder to us.
这是给我们的一个美好的提醒。
Why we come to church?
我们为什么来教会？
Why we call ourselves Christians?
我们为什么称我们自己是基督徒呢？
Why do we come and be with one another each Sunday?
我们为什么每个礼拜天都来到教会和彼此一起呢？
Let us read together the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
让我们一起来读启示录第一章。
We will be reading verses 1 to 8.
从第一到第八节。
When can you please read in Chinese?
以下是上帝赐给耶稣基督的启示，让他把将来要发生的事指示他的众奴仆。因此他差遣天使告诉他的奴仆约翰，约翰便为自己所看见的一切上帝的道和耶稣基督做见证。那位宣读这预言的人和那些听见并遵守其中内容的人有福了，因为日期近了。我约翰写信给你们亚细亚的七间教会，愿昔在、今在、以后永在的上帝，他宝座前的七灵耶稣基督赐给你们恩典和平安。耶稣基督是忠心的见证人，是首先从死里复活的，是世上君王的首领。他爱我们，用自己的血救我们脱离罪恶，使我们成为祭司的国度，来侍奉他的父上帝。愿他得到一切荣耀和权柄，一直到永永远远。阿门。看啊，他要驾云降临，世人都要看见他，包括曾经赐他的人。地上的万族都必因他而哀哭，这事必定实现。阿门。主上帝说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加，我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whom do we place our trust in?
我们的信靠是放在谁身上呢？
The Lord God Almighty.
是全能的上帝。
Who was in the past.
他曾经在过去。
Who is here at present.
他现在也在我们
当中。And who will come again.
他将会在未来，将会再来。
Our God is a living God.
我们的上帝是永活的上帝。
He alone is God.
唯独他是上帝。
And because you've come today,
因为你今天来了。
And because you heard the words that I read to you today,
因为你今天听到了我给你读的经文。
You are blessed,
你就被祝福了。
That's the word of God.
这就是上帝的话语。
And he says, blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart.
他说那些听见的并且把它放在心上的人，他们被祝福了。
Right now may you say, Lord, I hear your words.
愿你现在说，主啊，我听到了你的话语。
And I take it to heart.
我并且把它放在我的心上。
And I receive your blessings.
我得到了你的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
What does God want us to have?
上帝想要我们拥有什么呢？
Life and life to the full.
是丰富，是生命，丰丰富富的生命。
What do you say to that?
你要怎么回应呢？
Amen.
Amen.
That's what God wants us to have.
这是上帝想要我们拥
有的。Forgiveness of sins.
我们的罪得赦免。
New life in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里有新生命。
Life in God's presence.
在上帝同在中的生命。
Life where God is always with us.
就是有一个上帝总是与我们同在的生命。
And when the devil approaches us.
当魔鬼走向我们的时候，
we don't need to fear.
我们不需要害怕。
He protects us.
因为上帝来保守我们。
When troubles come our way.
当有难处临到我们的时候，
we don't need to be anxious.
我们也不需要去忧虑。
We don't need to be worried.
我们不需要焦虑。
Because our Lord says.
因为我们的主说，
行埋一边， stand to one side.
你走到一边去。
I will fight for you.
我将会为你征战。
This is our God.
这就是我们的上帝。
So when we come to Holy Communion,
所以当我们来庆祝圣餐的时候，
remember the God that we believe.
要来被提醒我们所相信的上帝。
Our Lord God Almighty.
他是全能的上帝。
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
他是 Alpha。他是俄梅加。
He has the first word.
他有最初的话语。
He has the last say.
他也有最终的那句话。
And if he says you are okay.
如果他说你可以。
Okay.
你好，你 OK.
We are okay.
那么我们就是 OK 的。
If he says you are not okay.
如果他说你不好。
就 OK 了。Trouble, big trouble.
那么就是大难题了。
Here we are reminded.
所以这里提醒我们。
The Apostle John,
使徒约翰,
on the Lord's day,
在主日那一天,
there he was, exiled on the island of Patmos.
他那里被流放到了 Patmos 这个地方。
He had no fellowship with him.
他没有任何的交流。
No brothers and sisters in Christ were checking on him.
没有任何的主的弟兄，在主里的弟兄姐妹来和他联系。
He was alone.Suffering for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
他孤独一人在那里，是为我们主耶稣的缘故而受惩罚。
But he was not wallowed in self-pity.
但是他没有心中觉得很自怜。
He looked up towards heaven.
与取而代之的是他举目向天看。
And the Lord opened his eyes.
主就敞开了他的眼睛。
And he had a fresh revelation of the God that he believes in.
他对于他所相信的上帝有个全新的启示。
Today, as we are here in this place,
今天当我们站在我们来到这里的时候，
may we open our hearts to the Lord.
愿我们都向我们的主敞开我们的心。
Open our minds to the Lord.
来把我们的思想向主敞开。
Forget all your plans and appointments.
来忘记你所有的计划，你所有的安排。
Let Sunday be your appointment with God.
愿礼拜天就是你和上帝来约会的日子。
And as John looked up towards heaven,
当约翰举目向天看的时候，
because it was the Lord's day,
因为这是主日，
God gave him a fresh revelation of who he is.
像主就是给他了一个他到底是谁的全新的启示。
And God gave him a command.
上帝也给他了一条诫命。
What you see, record it.
你所看见的你都要记录下来。
For the subsequent generation of believers,
是在你之后的那些人当中他们可以看到。
That includes you and I.
这也包括了你和我。
And the Lord Jesus says,
主耶稣说，
Peace be with you.
愿你平安。
Every time we come to church,
每当我们来到教会的时候，
And when we open our hearts to God,
每当我们向上帝敞开我们的心的时候，
When weHave Christ on our mind.
当我们的思想当中想着是耶稣的时候，
and leave all our plans and purposes behind.
并且把我们所有的计划、所有的安排全都留下。
We make room for the grace of God and the peace of God to come to us.
我们就保留了一个空间，来允许上帝的恩典和他的平安 到我们这里来。
There are some who go to church.
有些人他们去教会。
And they make appointments to go here, there, everywhere.
但是他们之后呢，又订了很多的那些预约，要去这，要去那儿。
Sunday by Sunday.
每一个礼拜天。
No change in their lives.
他们的生命没有任何的改变。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they have not made room in their hearts for God to touch them.
因为他们的心没有给上帝留任何的空间来触摸他们。
That's what our Lord Jesus said.
这就是我们主耶稣说的。
Love the Lord with all your heart.
要以全心来爱你的主。
Not just some of your heart.
不是，不仅仅是一部分你的心意。
All your mind.
是以全意来爱你的主。
So don't think about lunch when you're here in this church.
所以当你在我们教会的时候，不要想着之后午饭吃什么。
And all your strength.
并且是全力来爱你的主。
Give your all to God.
把你的全部都献上给上帝。
When you give your all to God.
当你把你的全部都献上给上帝的时候。
You present a whole heart to Him.
你把你的心全心全都交托给他。
Now he has a whole heart to fill it with his grace.
他现在就可以把他的恩典充满给你的全心。
His grace that will be sufficient for every one of our needs.
他的恩典够我们所有的需求用。
We will have the peace that comes from heaven.
我们将会拥有来自于天堂的平安。
The shalom of God.
是上帝的平安。
Against which,
他抵挡的就是
no storm can come against.
没有任何的暴风雨可以抵挡他。
Grace and peace to you.
恩典和平安赐给你。
From God the Father,
从天父
seated on the throne,
那位坐在宝座上的那位。
From God the Holy Spirit,
从圣灵。
The sevenfold Spirit mentioned here in verse 4,
在这里。提到了宝座前的七灵。
To the Jews, the word seven represents perfection.
对于犹太人来说，七数字七就代表了完美。
So the perfect spirit is God, the Holy Spirit.
所以完美的灵就是上帝的圣灵。
The sevenfold spirit also refers to the seven natures or characteristics of God, the Holy Spirit.
这个七灵也代表了上帝的灵，它的七个方面。
The spirit of wisdom，
它是智慧的灵。
The spirit of revelation，
它是启示的灵。
The spirit of understanding，
它是理解的灵。
The spirit of knowledge of the Lord，
它是对于主知识的灵。
The spirit of the zeal of the Lord，
它是主热心的灵。
And then the third part is God the Father on the throne， God the Holy Spirit， and Jesus Christ。
然后呢，是有上帝坐在宝座上，有圣灵，还有耶稣基督。
We believe in the Holy Trinity.
我们相信三位一体。
The God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
天父、圣子、圣灵。
Anyone who claims to be a Christian,
每一个自称为基督徒的人。
But does not believe in all the three persons of the Godhead, they are not Christians.
如果不相信这三位一体当中的每一位的话，那么他就不是一个真正的基督徒。
And we are reminded of how God looks towards us.
我们也被提醒上帝怎么样看我们。
Earlier, I asked you, why do we come on church on Sunday?
之前我问了大家，我们为什么在礼拜天来教会呢？
I know you may have different answers.
我知道你可能会有不同的答案。
But there's one answer that the Father would love to hear.
但是有一个是上帝，我们的天父想要听到的答案。
We've come because we love Him.
就是我们来是因为我们爱他。
Is that right? We say we've come to worship Him.
我们说我们来敬拜他。
Why do we worship Him?
我们为什么来敬拜他？
Because we love Him.
因为我们爱他。
Because God's first loved us.
因为上帝首先爱了我们。
And because we've come to believe in him.
因为我们来相信他。
So we've come to express our love for him.
所以我们来对他表现出我们对他的爱。
To be a Christian.
要成为一个基督徒。
Is to express our love for God through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是通过对于主耶稣来表达我们对于天父的爱。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
It's about a love story.
这是关于一个爱情故事。
And as we have faith in Christ,
当我们把信心放在基督上的时候，
it is a continuing love story.
这是一个延续下去的爱情的故事。
Why do we come to worship Him?
我们为什么来敬拜他呢？
Because of love.
因为爱。
Why do we serve the Lord?
我们为什么来侍奉主呢？
Because of love.
因为爱。
Because we know.
因为我们知道。
He first loved us.
他首先爱了我们。
And our love for Him.
我们对于他的爱。
It's an expression of thanksgiving.
就是我们感恩的表现。
Our love for Him.
是我们对于他的爱的表现。
It's an expression of our gratitude.
这是我们向他献上感恩的表现。
Because we know who He is.
因为我们知道他是谁。
And because we know what He has done for us.
也因为我们知道他为我们做的一切。
Listen to verses 4 and 5 again.
让我们再次来听第四到第五节。
Please read 4 and 5.
第四节。我约翰写信给你们亚细亚的七间教会，愿昔在、今在、以后永在的上帝，他宝座前的七灵，耶稣基督赐给你们恩典和平安。耶稣基督是忠心的见证人，是首先从死里复活的，是世上君王的首领。他爱我们，用自己的血救我们脱离罪恶。
John to the seven churches in the province of AsiaGrace and peace to you from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the sevenfold spirits before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood. This, here we hear John speaking with such warmth and excitement and love about our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里我们听到使徒约翰他的说法是出于温暖，出于对于天父的爱的表达。
And through John, God is speaking to all His church.
透过约翰，上帝对于他所有的教会说话。
When He says to the seven churches in the province of Asia,
当他说这写信是给亚细亚的七间教会的时候，
In John's time,
在约翰的时代，
it was not about Vietnam and China and Japan and Korea.
这不是关于越南的、中国、韩国或者是日本。
It was the Roman province of Asia.
这是罗马帝国的亚细亚省。
But it says to the seven churches.
但是这里又说的是七间教会。
It means the perfect church.
它指的就是完美的教会。
More correctly speaking,The whole church, the complete church.
更准确的就是完全的教会，整个教会。
So not just to the Roman province of Asia.
所以不仅仅是在罗马帝国里的亚细亚。
Not just to the modern churches in Asia.
也不是在亚洲的现代的教会。
But to all the churches through all the generations.
而是在所有一代人当中所有的教会。
And it reminds us of What God has done for us.
这也来提醒给我们，上帝为我们做了什么。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
God loves us.
上帝爱我们。
And because He loved us,
因为他爱我们。
He sent His Son.
他就差遣了他的儿子。
Who shed His blood.
他就流下了宝血。
And by His blood,
透过他流下的宝血。
By the blood of Jesus,
透过主耶稣的宝血。
Our sins have been washed away.
我们的罪已经被洗净了。
And so here it says, God who has freed us from our sins.
所以这里他说，上帝已经救我们脱离罪恶。
And let's.We'll be reminded once again of who our Lord Jesus Christ is.
让我们再次被提醒我们的主耶稣他到底是谁。
In verse 5,
第五节，
Jesus Christ, the faithful witness.
耶稣基督是忠心的见证人。
Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead.
耶稣基督是首先从死里复活的。
Jesus Christ, the ruler of the kings of the earth.
耶稣基督是世上君王的首领。
What does it mean? When we say the word Jesus Christ to you, what does it mean to you?
当我们说主耶稣基督，这对于你们是什么意思呢？
Jesus.
耶稣。
Yeshua.
耶稣。
Yahweh who saves.
是 Yahweh.
God our Savior.
是我们的救赎主。
Christ.
基督
is our English translation of the Hebrew word Messiah.
基督它是一个英文的翻译，它是翻译了希伯来原文弥赛亚。
The Anointed One.
受膏者。
The One appointed by God.
是那位上帝任命的。
None other than God the Son.
不是别人。就是上帝的儿子
，sent by God the Father，
他被天父差遣下来
，to come into this world，
来到人间
，to save us from our sins，
来把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Jesus Christ，
耶稣基督
，the faithful witness，
是忠诚的见证人。
He faithfully revealed to us the true nature of God，
他完完全全的给我们展示出上帝的本质。
No one can reveal to us who God is.
没有任何人可以把上帝启示给我们。
No other name can reveal to us who God is.
没有任何其他的名字可以把上帝展示给我们。
Only he who has seen the Father can come to tell us about the Father.
只有那一位他见过天父的才可以来到这里来把天父的事告诉给我们。
And he comes and faithfully reveals
他来虔诚地展示给我们
the truth about God.
就是上帝的真理
that God so loves us.
就是上帝爱我们
that he's willing to give his one and only to die for us.
他愿意舍下他唯一的儿子来为我们而死
so that we may have life in him.
使得我们可以在他里面有生命
delivered from the fires of hell.
从地狱的火焰中被拯救出来
and brought into the glory of life with God in heaven.
并且把我们带进荣耀中与天父在一起的生命
Jesus came to be the faithful witness of God the Father.
耶稣基督他来就要是成为天父忠心的见证人
And we've come today together.
今天我们相聚在一起
To say yes we believe.
我们来说我们相信
What Jesus tells us is the truth.
耶稣所告诉我们的就是真理
To reject Jesus.
要来拒绝耶稣的话
Is to call God a liar.
就是称上帝是撒谎的人
That's a very dangerous thing to do.
这是一个非常危险的事
Second thing about what Jesus, who Jesus is.
第二件关于耶稣是谁
I'm looking at verse 5.
我们看的还是第五节
He's the first born from the dead.
他是首先从死里复活的
He alone died on behalf of sinful humanity.
唯独他为全人类的罪而死。
And when he rose again from the dead,
当他从死里复活的时候
he conquered sin.
他就战胜了罪。
He conquered death.
他就战胜了死。
He rose from the grave.
他从坟墓里升起。
And he opened a way where once there was no way.
在曾经没有路的时候，他为我们敞开了道路。
Our Lord Jesus told The disciples, including John.
我们的主耶稣告诉他的门徒，也包括了约翰。
He says, "I'm the way."
他说我是路，我是道路。
I'm the truth.
我是真理。
I'm the life.
我是生命。
Jesus is the way.
耶稣他就是道路。
By which a sinful humanity,
透过他有罪的人类。
Can come before a holy God.
可以来到圣洁上帝的面前。
Jesus is the way.
耶稣他就是道路。
By which We who are condemned to die because of our sins,
就是我们这些被定罪了，因为我们的罪被定罪的人
can have life with God in heaven.
可以透过他在天堂里与上帝有生命
And because God is eternal,
因为上帝是永恒的
so our life is eternal.
所以我们的生命也是永恒的
Jesus, the firstborn from the dead.
耶稣是首先从死里复活的那位
And the Bible says.
圣经上说
He's the first of many brethren.
他是许多复活的人的首领。
He has many brothers and sisters in him who also will be delivered from death.
他有许多的弟兄姐妹们同时会从死里被拯救，被救赎出来。
And when we come together each Sunday,
当我们每个礼拜天相聚在一起的时候
we remind ourselves,
我们都来提醒我们自己。
谁是我们的大哥？
Who is our big brother?
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The firstborn from the dead.
是首先从死里复活的。
And the third thing about our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣，关于我们主耶稣的第三件事。
We sang the song earlier.
我们之前唱的那首歌。
He is the ruler of the kings of the earth.
他是世上君王的首领。
He is the king of all kings.
他是万王之王。
So why serve other kings?
所以为什么我们要来侍奉其他的王呢？
When you can serve the greatest of all kings.
因为你可以来侍奉的全万王之王。
So when we hold the bread and cup together.
所以当我们一起拿饼和杯的时候。
May we open our heart to him.
愿我们都向他敞开我们的心。
And let his grace and peace fill us.
让他的恩典和他的平安涌流到我们的心里。
As we stand up together as the body of Christ.
当我们作为基督的身体一起站立的时候。
May we remember.
愿我们都记住。
In Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里。
The firstborn from the dead.
从死里首先从死里复活的那位。
We rise up.
将会来一起兴起。
We are the visible body.
我们是看得见的身体。
Of our invisible Lord.
是我们代表着我们看不见的上帝。
And as we rise up to celebrate the bread and cup.
当我们一起站起来来庆祝圣餐的时候。
As we hold the bread and cup.
当你拿着饼和杯的时候。
And as we eat together.
当我们一起吃的时候。
We remember our calling.
我们来记住我们的呼召。
We are called to serve the King of Kings.
我们被呼召来侍奉万王之王。
We are called to serve the ruler of the kings of the earth.
我们来被呼召来侍奉这世上君王的首领。
And as we eat of the bread and cup,
当我们吃着饼喝着杯的时候，
may we remind ourselves,
愿我们都被提醒，
I have no other king.
我没有任何其他的王。
Jesus Christ is my king.
耶稣基督唯独他是我的王。
He is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
The rest of my sermon will be another time.
其他的经文将会在下一时间告诉大家。
I invite Pastor Anna to please lead us in Holy Communion.
我们现在邀请安牧师来带领我们一起享用圣餐。